now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky! This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober, goober.
Good evening.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the last show before I go away.
It is.
It is. I was thinking of calling it the Intrepid Special. More of that later. But then I thought I'd just call it... Because we've got loads of new bands. We've only got one band we've played before. No, we haven't. We've got two. Shut up, Paul. It doesn't matter. It's not a new special. It's two-thirds new, third old, Intrepid. But do you know what? The mood we're both in, I'd just like to call it happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
It is quite a nice day.
Word of the week this week was sent in last week, but we didn't have time for it last week. It's broccoli swab. The phrase broccoli swab. I did a bit of research on the old internet poker machine.
Yeah.
And came up with nothing.
Nothing.
But I have already used the phrase broccoli swab, and I've made it sexual.
Okay.
Basically, I mean, people are into veg, aren't they? They do things
people
with veg.
People are into veg.
They are. They do things with veg. I don't mean generally. I don't mean all people.
Okay.
They're like those vegomasochists or whatever they're called.
Vegomasochists.
Vegomasochistics. Yeah, but they're like if you take
it with celery.
If you take a good swabbing with a broccoli, I'd say you've been broccoli swabbed.
Okay.
So that's what we're going with, basically, because a swab is something you wipe anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
A swab would be, is that what you...
Like a little cotton swab.
Yeah, like you wipe a cut with it, or perhaps a wound, or perhaps an unhealing wound.
Oh dear.
See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So, basically, if you wipe an unhealing wound with high in iron superfood, you could indeed broccoli swab.
Okay.
The only thing that I can manage on it, mate.
Okay, that's fair enough.
If you've got a better idea for the definition of broccoli swab, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, broccoli swab. It'd be a laugh, wouldn't it? In the show, we've got a competition.
Okay.
This week. A lot of things tie up this week.
A lot of the songs
tie up with other things. First up is one of two releases from Voodoo Rhythm Records, our new friends who send us stuff all the time. We love them, Reverend Beatman, thank you so much. It does mean that actually there's not a lot of punk on this show. Considering it's called Punky, there's not a lot of punk, but don't worry, because I've already sorted out next week.
Okay.
And it is lots of punk next week. That was The Needles, who aren't a band anymore, so it doesn't matter. First track is a band called The Come and Go. Right, and I'm going to read what Voodoo Rhythm said about them. They said, "The Come and Go, the Swiss R&B punk sensation." Now, that is not a sentence you hear very often.
That's true.
If you'd like a description of this music, it is a fast, upfront, wild and catchy record. Oh, yeah. It's called Something's Gotta Give. These guys are, pretty nuts. It's kind of punk blues, I suppose. We're going to play track 3 off this... Don't know how many tracks album. Think there's about 10. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Come and Go's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Come and Go's.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Come and Go, which is spelled C-O-M-E-N-G-O, Comengo. MySpace.com/Comengo. But don't worry, Tony. It's okay.
We'll be right back.
I got a lust for life.
Very much so, isn't it?
Got a lust for life.
Never a bad thing.
Never a bad thing. Punk, blues, Iggy Pop. First one on the show. What a winner. I forgot to say as well, it's probably being Internet 1, Tony Nil.
Okay.
I wouldn't want you to forget for 1 minute that you're currently losing.
A loser.
This band aren't losers, though. This is the Granabats, and if things go according to plan, I'm going to see Pip from the Granabats over Easter weekend when I'm in LA. More of that later on.
Yep.
Right now, it's time for MySpace latest comments. Great way to get in touch is myspace.com/punkyradio. Make sure you friend us up and leave a comment, because you can leave all manner of things. We get all sorts of things on the comments, don't we? Bands, we're quite a useful page for you to advertise on as well.
Yeah.
I have noticed.
Okay.
I have noticed the amount of fucking e-flyers we get posted there. But we do get lots of good comments, including this first one from Farley's Green Salon.
Ah.
Which is Hamboy's latest venture. It is a very, very cool hairdresser's. Yeah. He won't like calling it hairdressers. It's not. It's more than that. It's an art gallery in the front, and the art's really funky. There's a chair that's been designed as all cartoons. Like from South Park to Desperate Dan and all sorts in there. Chair set. It's really cool.
Nice.
Anyway, less about that. In the back, Felix is cutting some serious fucking haircuts back there. And there's good music on all day.
Shearing away.
Tea and coffee facilities. Right. It's nice, actually. It's really cool. And it's ethically whatever it's supposed to be. There's no, everything's sustainable and organic and all that sort of thing. So if you're a bit of a hippie and you want your hair cut, get down there. No, it is Farley's Green Salon. I can't remember the MySpace page for it. I think it is Farley's Green Salon. But anyway, they've left a comment on our MySpace page, so go there and follow that. That'll make sense. It goes, oi, Edwards, go here. MySpace.com/Bonnie and Clyde Knights. Knight is spelled N-I-T-E-S. Look at how many punky-related bands are in the friends section with Hazel and I, who are the Screaming Cockroaches. More of that later. Spooky. Now shut up, you mook. That's from Farley's. However, what Hamboy failed to realise was the reason that there are so many punky-related bands on the Bonnie and Clyde Knights is that the lady that runs Bonnie and Clyde Knights is Letitia from the Screeches, who listens to the show and has got into all the bands through Punky.
Nice.
So you shut up, you towel rail.
There you go.
Right. And she's lovely.
Cool.
You blundering... Oh, right, this is in three parts, but I'm reading it out as one.
Right.
You blundering twats from across the drink, what is up? This is your Wisconsin goat herder, Deshi, saying a big oi oi from the land of cheese. Okay, so Punky won't play your MP3s. Fucking get it already. But if you are desperate to get your music heard, just go to my profile and contact us bloody fucks from the USA. We will play your MP3s or else wipe our asses with your digital shit paper. And then I sent one back going, all right, man, easy. And he said, got this third one back saying, I hope you realise I was just joking. Yeah, mate, we understand. You guys still are number one on my show roster, and congrats on your podcast peer award. Keep up, Deshi. If you guys ever come back to Wisconsin, let me know so I can arrange a beating for you guys, goat herder style. Wah, chunk! Keep up the awesome shows, whatever happened, whatever ever happened to fucking punk rock in the States. It's a joke here. I love hearing more bands with names like the Dirty Riffs. I mean, what gives with American bands? Have they all just gone down the shitter? Evil Deshi. Well, slagging off his own country's music, fair enough, man. He is a crazy goat herder.
Yeah.
But how interesting that he should have name-checked the Dirty Riffs, who we may or may not be playing late on the show and may or may not have a competition for. Do you see how it's all woven together?
Oh, it's a synergy.
Anyway, do make sure that you go to Wicked Radio and listen, because we're on it a lot, and there's a lot of other good stuff on there as well. Wickedradio.org.
It is,
wickedradio.org. And they're in our MySpace top friends as well. Because he was, personally, but now I've put Wicked Radio in, it made a lot more sense. We hope you two get violently assaulted by a large vegetable or something, open brackets, so I guess you should attack each other, close brackets, dot, 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 nah. We miss and love you more than ever. Paul, will you gig at Lee Hurst Fim Fig Bar here in the East End, open brackets, where it was much safer when the craze were alive, etc., close brackets. Jackie and Johnny, P.S., I predict a fry-up. Devilish Presley.
Nice.
Got a feeling they might have a new album out soon.
Really?
Yeah, it's looking like it. I think.
Are they still a duo? There's no drummer.
They're back to being a duo. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got rid of Ken.
Okay.
Got rid of Ken. He was doing like hard work with
the limelight,
with his bongos and his nonsense.
I love bongos.
They just, you know what I told him to do?
What
they
that?
Did. I said, just get the drum machine out and stick a quiff on the top of it.
Yeah.
I think they've done it.
Nice.
I think they've done it. Quiffed up drum machine. Ken too. I think. Anyway.
Cool.
make sure you check him out, Devilish Presley. Again, it's just forward slash Devilish Presley, but if you just go to our page, look down the comments and just click through. Great band, we've played it on the show quite a bit.
Yeah, and played it the last block party.
And the last ever block party.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Wasn't it?
What a way to go.
What a night.
Hello there, sirs.
Hello.
Sorry to be cheeky and post on your page. Hope's all's well in Punky Towers, and we hope to catch you soon, somewhere, somehow. Brand new Wrench t-shirts are available now. Head over to our store pages where you will find brand new exclusive design t-shirts from Pinstriper Tootlepool and from Lifetime Tattoo Mr. Benjamin. More styles to come very soon, but for £10, including UK postage package, £15 for our international friends. That's just over one psycho pound. You've got to grab one of these exclusive designs while you can. The Wrench. Zoe's a legend. As you know, The Wrench and Punky are tied up with each other. I do a column for them, which I have to do before I go on holiday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God,
that's another thing to do. Fortunately, one of the bands we play on next week's show are featured in the column, and one of the ones this week. So it's all right. I'm on top of things.
Okay.
Everything marries together. Marries could be an operative word. Everything marries together. Right? And I've had a look at the t-shirts. They are very fucking cool.
Cool.
So again, go down the comments, check through to The Wrench. The Wrench are our top friends as well. And they've got all the details on their page, etc., etc., etc. There you go. I think we've done a lot of people a lot of favours there. Well done, MySpace comments. Make sure you leave us a comment, because I'm away for Fortnite. This is an ideal opportunity for you to build some up.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Leave us a comment. Right, Tone. Have you got some Podcast Alley comments?
I have. Thank you all so far for your votes this month. If you haven't voted, we still need your...
cough button.
If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Actually, we read them all out. so, here's one that I missed, because we've got two punky profiles on Podcast Alley.
How can we get rid of that?
I think it's just picked it up because it's a BG podcast move. Because it's a slightly different feed. Anyway,
can we do something about that?
Possibly.
Can you do something about that?
Shit. Possibly, yes, I'll try it. I think I can just email them. Anyway, this is from John, or I assume is the lovely John from Total Nonsense.
Oh, really?
.com. 37,906 podcasts. About 37,900 too many. There's only a handful that really rock, and I like this one. And that's from John.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. And I am listening to you guys again, and well done. I'm glad you keep them going.
Yeah.
Because it was touch and go for a while with them, and then they just pulled through, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they started to do lots of ad hocs, but now it's all back on the line.
Got back on track, and they're just doing one show. It's still too long.
Well.
Because when everyone's going, listen, man, you know, 3 45-minute sections are too long, and said, you're absolutely right, we'll just do one two-hour show.
Yeah.
Crivens. It takes ages to download as well, because it's like such a huge file.
Yeah.
Shorten it.
Okay. Hell yeah. First vote for March. Funky Punky is now on the board. Peace, love and Punky. Marcus. XY Rocks.
Hey, we love it, XY Rocks, man. Check him out. XYRocks.com.
Always votes, yes.
And I always vote for him as well.
Good.
Yeah. Check him out.
Aha. Tony's not touching me this month either. That's from Liam Arnold. Thank you.
That's because of I send out a Facebook message saying if you don't vote, Tony will touch you. Which means that you're allowed to touch 87 people.
Brilliant.
All the ones that didn't vote on Facebook, look out. Tony's are coming.
Great. Hey, Punky. Another month, another vote. Keep making shows and I'll keep listening. That's from W. Kistler.
Is that Will Kistler?
Could be. Do we know Will Kistler?
No.
Okay. Then
might be Will
maybe,
Kistler.
Maybe it's a Wayne.
Might be Will. I don't know him, but I think he might be one of our Facebook types.
Ah. And finally, the only reason to drive to work is the chance to listen to Punky. Loud as I like. Still searching for my badger. I think he was a little frightened. That's from Lumber Troop.
Thank you, Lumber Troop. Although he has just beaten me at Scrabble, so he can piss off. And I've just realised I didn't mean to do MySpace comments this week. I meant to do iTunes reviews. I'll do them next week. I'll do them next week, yeah.
Talking of Scrabble, I got challenged to 3 games of Scrabble this week by Skid. And I beat him on 2 of them.
Oh, right. He did that because my theory on it, if people change it more than once, is they're trying to rate him with a 7-letter word. Cheats.
Right.
I think that's what he went for. He knows what he's doing.
He claims ignorance.
Bollocks to that.
I still beat him.
He managed to only challenge me once.
All right. Did you beat him?
On the river. Literally.
Did you?
Yeah. Last go.
Oh, God.
I nearly fucked up, actually. I should have beaten him by about 20 points.
Right.
But I was trying out words, and I pressed do word rather than check if word is right.
Ah, right.
And it left a triple exposed, which I was going to go on with my word I was seeing if it worked or not. Mm. And I thought, oh goodness, he could win this now, but he couldn't.
I wiped the floor with him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
That it?
Yes.
Brilliant. It. Next song. Do you know I said married? Or marries might be an important word.
Yes.
Next band are called Married to the Sea. You've never heard of them, have you, Tony? Married to the Sea used to be a band. I think they were called Milk. And one of the blokes in the band's dad comes to my comedy shows.
All right.
Richard, if you're listening, man, this is for your son's... I think it's his son. He might be his grandson.
Blimey.
No, it's his son. It's got to be his son. He's not that one.
Sure?
He's grown a big goat on him. No. Granddad Richard, as I'm going to call him from now on, whether he is or not. I don't think he is. I think it's his son. Anyway.
Okay.
Again, it ain't punk, but
I like it.
A massive improvement on the last band, and I wanted to do him a favour and play it, and I think you'll like it. There's a little bit of Baby Shambly stuff going on in there, a little bit of Arctic Monkey going on. Dare I say, they've jumped on a zeitgeist, but my goodness, they've done a good job. This is from just a three-track, I think, promotional CD that I was saying, because they've got more songs on there. MySpace page. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Married to the Sea's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Married to the Sea.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/ Married to the Sea Lion. Poorly beating the internet too.
Married to the Sea Lion.
Tony Neil. Great. Now I'm in love. When I'm thrown out of the hospital, won't you keep your face out of my eyes? Oh, I got the money, got it all right here. I got the means, I could disappear. Heaven knows what you mean to me. It's an addiction, you keep on pulling me. Well, it's not your design that ensnared me this way. So don't lie to yourself. You think that charm's gonna work on me? And it turns into monopoly. I think we beat it. I thought my heart was set. Now I'm in love with you. Now I'm in love. And I want my sense of humor back. Take anything, please don't take that away from me. Oh no, 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 no. Then a while will pass, a while away from you, and I think I'm okay. Oh no, tell me to the mask tonight. Come out to make sure it's tight. And even when I say it, it's alright. You don't believe me, cause I'm a homicide. Now I'm in love with you. And now I'm in love. And I want my sense of humor back. Take anything, please don't take that away from me. Oh, no, 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 no! But then again, now that I'm awake, I look back on my slumber, and I think to myself, routine and the pattern start showing up in years. Maybe it's bleeding madness still. I will take the madness over feeling the thin. I will take the madness over feeling the thin. I will take the madness over feeling the thin. Understand, I come and go. Oh, won't you take me with you when you go? That's also got a touch of the Violent Femmes about it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I got a bit of that then.
Yeah, isn't it? I think it's quite nice, actually.
It is nice.
It isn't our usual fare, as I say, but these days nothing is it? Quite frankly.
That's quite refreshing.
Although next week we've got plenty of usual fare saying
that.
There
you go.
Yeah, next week. So don't worry. If you're not happy with the lack of punk on this show, don't worry about it. We're making up for it next week in style. Although next week, of course, will be some crazy time-travelling thing, because obviously...
Oh, no. Not again.
Yeah, I know.
It's always confusing.
It does. Well, because we haven't got a proper machine like Total Nonsense have.
No, they've nicked it.
This is the Hispanic Girls of Nick Benn.
Oh, yeah.
They're not a band. It's all different bands with girls fronting them. From a calendar. It's the Hispanic Girls calendar. They should be doing one this year. I'm going to have to check out their page, see if there's a new one, actually.
Yeah.
Ah. Something else for me
something
to
do. Something else to do before you go to America.
Brilliant. Right. Now, I did mess up it. It's by saying I'd do iTunes next week. I'm not going to. I am going to do them this week. It's very important. If you can leave us a review on iTunes, that you do. Currently, thanks to your help, good people of Punky Radio, the amount of reviews we've got has kept us on the featured page of UK iTunes comedy. In amongst all the BBC shows, we are currently above Jonathan Ross.
Nice.
Still. 14th out of 15, so we need your help. We need you to review us. If you're on iTunes, all you've got to do is type in Punky, and you'll find us. You do have to actually be registered on iTunes, don't you, I think?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you anything.
You've got to have an account.
Yeah. You need an account. Anyway, we've had three new ones, and they're all nice, so I thought I'd read them out. Five stars only, please. Witty, drunken banter and good old punk tunes. Five stars. And this is by somebody from Sussex.
Nice.
Two punks, entertaining waffle, good bands that you don't really get anywhere else, like Mama Roisin. It might be Mama Roisin, you know. I went out with a girl called Roisin once. Roisin Nihuma.
Okay.
Yeah. And Ni means daughter of. It's like Icelandic. Have we done this before?
No.
If she was called Otuma, she'd be a boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think she was.
Very weird.
Only a smacktard wouldn't like this show. Try it and see if you don't get Milky Pants. Milky Pants!
Milky Pants!
Plus, in the bits where they flog stuff, you can get discounts. Honestly, has Paulie never heard of filling up in Tesco's? Well, hey. I sometimes well up in Tesco's when I realise that I've spent more money in Sainsbury's than I should have done. Oh my goodness, yeah. I should have come here first. Thank you very much. Was this review helpful? Yes. We should start doing that, shouldn't we? Excellent. You want punk? This is Punk! Five stars by UK podcast fan. Paul and Tony will bring you a weekly dose of punk from the best independent bands out there. I've been listening for over a year now and they never fail to impress. Just don't ever expect a family safe show, ever.
No.
They say they aim to unite fans and bands across the lands, but they manage to do much more than this, from getting Scottish friends to totally mess up saying Purple Burglar Arm to putting the S into punk rock. I like that.
Oh, nice.
Was this review helpful?
Yes.
Yes. Last up. Last up. Punky Power by Matt Bellamy equals God. I think he might be.
Blimey.
I'll keep this short. Punky Radio is funny, sort of random at times, and has great music. What more do you want in a podcast? It's the perfect formula needed for the perfect podcast. I have not heard a lot of Punky, seeing as I only discovered it yesterday. So I've only heard one whole podcast, open brackets, great anyway, close brackets. Plus, I'm slightly confused over some words. Gooper, gooper. Could that mean hello? But I still love it anyway. Keep up the good work. Was this review helpful?
Yes.
Yes. Gooper Gooper does not mean hello. It's an exclamation of happiness or surprise. Ooh. That I made up myself. And can be as a greeting.
I think that is in the on funkyradio.com, isn't it? I think that's still in the updates that we did.
What is?
In the Swear Esperanto. I'm sure it's in there.
Gooper Gooper is in the Swear Esperanto. Yeah, if there are any words that confuse, I know we desperately need to update that, mm-hmm. But if we do have words or phrases that confuse, do check out the... Is it called Swear Esperanto, the section there?
Yeah.
Swear Esperanto in punkyradio.com. And please do review us iTunes. Tony, I am glad to say...
Yes?
Have you got a twat?
I have!
Yes!
Thank God. It had dried up for several weeks.
Ooh.
If not more. But thank you all for your nominations. Still need more. I've got a few in the bag, as it were. But if you do
Brilliant.
Have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And this week is from Jonathan Dunn. All right, smacktards. My nomination for a twat is my English teacher, Mrs. Warner Bradshaw. Now, I know what you're thinking. Being an English teacher isn't enough to earn you a place on Punky's Twatland trip. But just listen to this, and I shall tell you a story. You know how fucking cold it is at the moment in the fair Isle of Britain?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I've got a cold as a result of it. That's why I'm coughing more than usual.
Hailstones this morning. What's all that about?
Hailstones?
Well, if we don't want to become the
if
first...
If the Rolling Stones had been the emperors of ancient Rome, first of all, they could have called them the Roman Stones. And everyone would have gone, Hailstones!
Nice. I like the Roman Stones.
Then you've got Hailstones, and then you've gone...
If we don't want to become the first cryogenics by accident, then we have to wear our school blazers.
Yes, we do.
Not that bad, I hear you say. Well, our school blazers are maroon. Yes, maroon. So as you may expect, I had other ideas and brought in my hoodie to stop the little Johnnies from freezing. Well, I was in English, and the aforementioned twat told me to take it off, even though she was wearing like five layers, the hypocrite. Unfortunately, I wasn't having a very exciting lesson, and so was listening to the almighty Punky to cheer me up.
Very good
and
idea.
My iPod was in my pocket, with the wires under my hoodie, like Uh-oh. You do. So I made a fuss saying it was cold, in the hopes that I could get out of a royal bollocking for using it. But she was relentless, and made me give my hoodie
relentless
to her.
Relentless twat.
I did manage to hide it in one of my pockets, so
I've been suffering from that myself.
Those shows she didn't notice. At the end of the lesson, I asked for it back, and she said, you can have it back at the end of term. It was about 2 weeks away. So not only have I lost my only source of warmth, but I'm now unable to listen to your incredible show.
Oh, no.
For this reason, I nominate Mrs. Warner Bradshaw as a twat. Thanks, guys, and keep it up.
Utterly justified.
I think so.
So go on, let's go for them.
So, where's she from, actually? Oh, they did not mention that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. So, Mrs. Bradshaw from somewhere in the UK...
Is a twat. Let's hope she hears about that.
Yeah. Give him his iPod back. Keep the hoodie. Give him the iPod back, then.
Right, next track tone.
Yes.
My antiquated monkey pedaling driven CD player is not picking up, so I'm going to have to send you it as a file.
Okay.
I don't mind saying that on air.
That's fine.
I'd rather we were honest with our listeners.
Technical problems?
I've got technical problems. I'm a problem, and it's technical.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
It is Sweatmaster.
Oh, right, nice one.
And we've missed them.
It's not playing the Sweatmaster.
No, it isn't, because it's not playing the compilation I made for Hamboy and Always Looking.
Ah.
Because for reasons I don't want to go into, I no longer have their first album. I had to borrow the copy that I made. It's not a copy. I made a compilation of all their stuff for them.
Yeah.
Because they're so brilliant. This is from their first album, Sharp Cut, which I believe is still available. It's taken from a compilation I've called Always Looking.
Nice.
It's just a Sweatmaster there, but they're on side. Always Looking. Always Looking.
Always Looking.
Always Looking. And this is... it must be track 4 off the album, because I did them fairly straight through. And you know all about this, don't you? Know about this band. Now, the song's called Too Much Love. It's okay, great, now I'm in love. Too Much Love. Crikey, what's going to happen? Oh, my goodness, it does work out quite well again. It all marries together. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is?
Yeah.
Tony 2, no, Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony 1. I'll tell you what, you could get this week, I reckon. This is Too Much Love. Truly marvellous band.
Always great.
Always great. Always great. And they have got a couple of dates coming up in Finland.
All right, okay.
But that's all. They don't appear to be doing anything else. Not over here. No, I had to go to Amsterdam to see them. That's how we became Always Looking.
Yes.
Great band. Now, another great thing is this part of the show when we unashamedly sell our souls to the devil in exchange for a remarkably small amount of shekels. Now, Tony.
Yes.
I know you've been busy this week.
Yeah.
But I was wondering whether you'd had any chance to look at our friends at GoDaddy.com.
Well, I finally managed to squeeze a bit of time in to have a look at them.
Do you know what, Tony?
Uh-huh.
Your time management is second to none.
It's great, isn't it?
I wonder why that might be. Maybe we'll find out in a minute.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. But in the meantime.
Okay. Well, anyway, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site.
That's very nice.
After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
They're SLs.
Oh, okay.
Which will protect your customers'
details.
Will
they protect them?
They will protect. I don't know why I can't say that.
They'll protect them. I must go out onto the veranda and have me a mint tulip. And then I'm going to introduce you to my new friend, Payne.
You can set up you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
Is that process or process?
Process. I don't know why I said it like that. Clearly losing it. Finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
you can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders or £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because it will give you more money to spend on prostitutes.
That's right. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Process.
I'm going to play the next one now.
Oh,
I like that a lot. And that's quite Exile on Main Street Stonesy as well. It is all fitting in. That's a bit like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
It is a bit like the Rolling Stones. This isn't.
No, this is not.
This is Scary Biscuits Midnight Configuration, who are in our top friends now.
Are they?
And if you like some...
Do they know we're playing them?
I've sent them a message.
Oh, okay.
But I obviously didn't send it first class or devil post or whatever they need to get. I sent it devil post. You need to spend a psycho pound to send it devil post. I didn't have a psycho pound.
No?
No. No. I didn't have any satanic stamps either. They're a very interesting live band.
Yeah?
Yes.
I've not seen them.
Interesting.
I'll beware.
Oh, be afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Be very afraid. So, that was Possessed by Paul James, significantly.
Okay.
Possessed. And I'm just going to read you a little bit about them. The Texan Amish madman, Conrad Wirt, a.k.a. Possessed by Paul James. That was from his second full-length album. He's a twisted man and is constantly fighting with himself. This album is so deep and true that it may be a bit too much for a normal music listener. So our fans should love it.
Excellent. Fits right in.
But we'll see how many people show taste and lift him to the Olymp of the new folk generation. And that came out 2-3 weeks ago. And the album, I'll just tell you what the album's called if I haven't said already. It is called Cold and Blind. It's wild bluesy.
Cold and Blind.
Yeah, and that track was called... Where am I? I've got lost here. That track was called Come to the Water and is my favourite one on it. He's got a MySpace page. Tell you what I want to know is, what is it?
Oh, so what's the name again?
It's called Possessed by Paul James.
Well, the band name?
Yeah, the band name is Possessed by Paul James.
MySpace.com/ Possessed by Paul James.
Yeah, I gave you a bit of a clue there, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's probably been Internet 2, Tony 2. And now it's time for poker.
Okay.
I've had an interesting week on the old pokey. I went down, right, I was up to about 260,000 chips again, and I was loving it. And then I went high rolling, yeah, and came up against a fearsome opponent called Ann-Gret Olsen of Norway.
Okay.
Ann-Gret was quite keen to talk to me, seeing as she kept winning my chips. And we discovered we were about the same age. I know, 23.
No.
Yeah, dog years. Right, and Ann-Gret, it seemed every time I made a raise, she followed it. And it didn't matter what I'd got, she beat it. And it was reaching the point I was getting really pissed off with her as my chips were dwindling away on this table, my table of great hands that were just unfolding. She showed no mercy. And we got chatting quite a lot, and there was one bit when I got a pair of kings and made a big raise that no one else went in with except her. And it flopped ridiculous cards that could have made a straight if she'd got an eight. Now, why she would have gone with my big raise if she had an eight in her hand, even if it was a pair of eights, she wouldn't have gone with something this size. But she had done. She had an unsuited jack eight that should not, I repeat, not have followed my big raise with a pair of kings. Mm. I thought I'd got the thing in the bag, and then she raises 21,000 chips.
Okay.
I said to her, Ann-Gret, will you please tell me whether you've got an eight or not? I know this is unusual, but you've already taken 60,000 chips off me. I've got a relatively good hand that I'm happy to match whatever you've got, but not if you've got an eight. Have you got one? She said no. I matched the raise. She did. So I'm now 80,000 chips down, and I'm fucking hating Ann-Gret, but at the same time finding the whole thing quite funny, right? Yeah. I watch her progress. She's gone from 200,000 on this table to 350,000.
Yeah.
And it all seems to be ridiculous raising and calling that she couldn't go for, but is winning every time. And I'm the only mug on the table. The rest are just losing to this lunatic. I look the next day, she's got 668,000 chips. But this woman's good. Yeah. And then the next day, when I go on there, I'm looking through on my leaderboard, she's nowhere to be seen. I go right down the bottom, and there, with 3,500 chips, is Ann-Gret Olsen with over her name, Poker Pro, 1 million.
Right.
The woman's lost 1 million chips in a night. I thought, ha ha, the luck ran out, because it had been luck.
Yeah.
The luck ran out. I do nothing about it. I go on the table, I'm high rolling, feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah.
I'm getting things back up. Ann-Gret's nowhere to be seen. I'm confident again. I've got up to 307,000 chips. I'm loving it. And we get this little message in the message box on the Facebook poker thing saying, Paul, will you lend me some chips, please? From Ann-Gret. And I said to Ann-Gret, you're having a fucking laugh, aren't you? Oh, the nerve of you. The nerve of you, woman. This is disgraceful. You took 80,000 chips off me the other night, and now you're begging for me to lend you some. I barely know you. What about your friends? Won't they lend you any? She said, no, they're all tight and laughing. I said, well, Angret, I'll tell you what I'll do. She said, will you lend me 100,000? I went, no, I won't, but I will lend you a few chips. I'll set up a private table. This is the code. Come in, we'll sort it out. Went on the table. I went in with 100,000 chips. She went in with 3,500, thinking I was going to give her the lot.
Yeah.
I gave her 7,500 chips and went, there you go, be careful with them. And just left. So she then had seven, well, basically she was up to 10,000 chips, right?
Yeah.
Which she decided to enter a 5K tournament and lose, then a 2.5K tournament and lose, and came out begging for more. I went, don't think so, Angret. Good luck. And then I found her on, she found me on a table later. She had 40. She was doing that thing that right. The high rollers do. Yeah. Go and get 40, go all in, go and get 40, go all in. Couldn't win a fucking hand. I'd like to say I feel sorry for her, but quite frankly, that's the best 7,500 chips I've ever lent.
Yeah.
Schadenfreude could be my middle name.
Well,
if it
happy.
Wasn't bastard. Now then, matey, I've talked for longer than I wanted to there.
Okay.
What's this Nokia N810 thing all about then?
Well,
because you seem to be very organised at the moment.
I do. I'm using the N810, the internet tablet, as a organiser, because I downloaded this calendar programme from the MAEMO site, maemo.org.
Right.
Which is all free.
.org, is it?
.org.
Right.
Yeah. Well, basically, this internet tablet, if you're first time you're listening, it's a Wi-Fi enabled device that you connect to the internet through your wireless network. It's got a very good web browser on it, which has the latest technology, so it can support most of the new websites, including YouTube and Facebook. It's got a webcam on it. It's got a built-in hardware keyboard. You can Skype on it, and you can also have video phone calls with the packaged Gizmo application. It's also got GPS on it for...
as long as it's got a Gizmo on it, I'm quite happy.
Exactly.
Has it got a Dubra Flip?
No, unfortunately it doesn't. It lacks no in that Dubra particular
flip.
Area.
Oh, don't bother with it. It's got a Gizmo, but not a Dubra Flip.
But one of the great features, because it is based on the OS 2008 Linux-based operating system, you can download new applications and update it, and I've done that with the calendars. But also, as mentioned the other week, there is an application for podcasts called Canola, Canola. You can download this for free from the MAEMO site or straight from their site, which is openbossa.indt.org.br/canola. I suggest going to the MAEMO website and searching for canola.
It's a bit quicker, isn't it?
But it looks very nice, and it's a media centre, so it supports podcasting and
right.
Playback and stuff, and it's free.
And I should have one.
Yeah, you should really. It's very nice.
But you've got it.
Yeah, well, I'm using it for my to-do lists and everything. It's on now, I'm checking
emails. You're actually not using it to its full potential, but finding it pretty fucking useful.
Yeah, I'm kind of using it as an organiser.
Yeah.
But it's much, much more than that.
And we've had some feedback from it, and I'm feeling much better about this, because it is expensive, and I was getting a bit concerned that our listeners might be thinking, these idiots are just really taking a piss here. But the latest thingy review things of how it's going and that, we've sold a few.
Yeah,
I say we've sold a few, like we've done it ourselves, but some people have shown interest, gone to the website and gone, actually, that is quite a nifty piece of kit, and have got it.
It's really good.
So I don't mind quite so much, because I was getting a little bit concerned. We have tried to keep it jokey.
Yeah.
But it's good. They are very good, and I do want one.
Yep. And if you do want to buy one, if you go to podshowoffers.com/N810 and use the code Punky!!Radio, that's...
Punky!!Radio. Obviously, yeah. The exclamation mark is the symbol, not the word.
Correct.
Or two words, in fact.
And you will get 15% off.
Cool.
And that is not just in the UK, that is in...
That is
all over the world. Well, there's a list of countries, but fair chances are...
It's basically all of it shan't.
Yeah.
It's all of it shan't.
Even if you're in another country, just try it anyway.
Even if you're in another country.
Another country, one of those many ones.
You mean there is one?
Yeah, apparently so.
I thought it was England and just the rest.
No.
Foreign and start at Dover. Fifth track.
Yes.
Track 5.
Track 5.
When Freedom Dies.
Okay.
We played them the other week, didn't
yeah.
we? Yeah. And then they sent us their new album. We requested it, they sent it. Very good bands. If you do want us to play your stuff, you do have to send us the CD to the address on our MySpace profile. The address is Punky Radio, PO Box 266, Letchworth, Hertfordshire, S for sugar, G69BR.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be away for fortnight, it means you've got plenty of time to send them. Get on with it, and we'll have a load of new stuff when we get back. Deal?
Yeah, deal.
Right. When Freedom Dies did that, and the result is we're playing them. This is from their latest album, Lasting Impressions. The song is called Nameless. want to know is, Tony, what is When Freedom Dies MySpace page?
MySpace.com/When Freedom Dies.
It is. It's Paulie B in the internet too. Tony 3. This is something of a turnaround. This is nameless. We are the solid ones. We go without a name. We live in parking lots and shoot the broken dream. We sell our mice to run. Minimum wage to be kicked around. Now we're spinning on, but our hearts have yet to skip a beat. Broken to pieces. They built you up to follow. Then they saved you apart. That is When Freedom Dies, and I think that would be very well suited to both Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk on their playlist.
Yes.
Indeed. We will be playing more from that album in the coming months. This is the Planet Smashers, and I'll give you information about how the various ways you can listen to the show next week.
Okay.
Because right now I want to tell you about what I'm doing from Wednesday for the next fortnight. Because I'm flying to LA. I've done nothing about it. I've done everything I could. That I fly there. I get there Wednesday evening, where I'm supposed to be met at the airport by Ruby Bresnut,
right?
Who is supposed to be taking me to a hotel. She's booked for me.
Okay.
As the way to start a trip goes, this isn't good because I haven't heard from her in a fortnight. I don't know what hotel I'm staying in. I need to give an address when I fly in for the customs.
Yeah.
And I haven't got one. I don't know whether I'm going to be met at the airport. You're saying to me, show the faith. She always comes good in the end.
Yeah.
Every time we ask for something, we do get it.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping that. So he's going to be there. I'm getting a little bit concerned because this could affect the start of my trip. Fortunately, Brett from Tallman PR has been in touch with an email saying things to do in LA and give me a whole load and said that he's going to make himself available as much as he can.
Yeah.
But I do need, hopefully, need to sort things out pretty fucking soon. So I'm there from Wednesday until Monday morning.
Okay.
I don't even know what part of LA I'm in. I can't remember where she said she was. She said she's 45 minutes from the airport. That could be in any direction.
Yeah.
So I'm 45 minutes from the airport for the first 5 days. I'll be travelling around, but I'm there. But I will be checking my emails and that. So if you do want to get in touch or want to go for a beer, I am finding myself at a bit of a loose end for the first 5 days. It might be worth getting in touch. You might find me very keen. I might even buy you one. I might be a right Billy No Mates wandering around LA by myself. It won't come to that. No. It never does.
No.
But yeah, for the first 5 days, at the moment, I'm not sure what is going to happen. What I do know is on St. Patrick's Day, I'm flying to Albuquerque, where I've thrown my carbon footprint worries out of the window and hired a 4x4 SUV Cherokee Equinox to drive me up to Taos in New Mexico, because I'm going to see Twilight and Thebes.
Blimey.
Hippies in the mountains. They live off-grid. It's all a bit Terminator 3. I'm expecting to find Crystal Peak. Because I watched Terminator 3.
It's not too bad, is it?
Oh, man. Talk to the hand.
Oh, God, yeah, I know.
Talk to the hand. He's great. I love Arnie. I like it when he puts the funny shades and goes, oh, I'm not having those. And he just fucking treads on them.
Yeah. There's a uncut scene on that, which is
there?
Truly awful, where it shows you the original, where they got the idea for Arnold being the Terminator from, which right. was Arnie was a US soldier with a really bad accent.
Oh, okay.
And
they said, this ain't working.
If you search on YouTube for it, it's really, really bad.
Oh, cool.
And you can see he's going to cut it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. It would make sense.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, St. Patrick's night, I'm going to be out in Taos in New Mexico, which is a ski resort. So I'm quite excited about that. I figured I'm still going to see some idiot dressed in green. I know that. I know I could go to Mars and there'd be some Martian going, oh, the crack's great, on March the 17th. But I'm doing the best I can to get away from St. Patrick's Day by going to New Mexico, which will be called New Ireland for the night, probably.
More than likely.
The next day, I'm going out shooting things. That reminds me, I've got to send them.
You?
Yeah. They said, listen, if you want to go out and shoot things, we need your address so we can register you. And I can't remember. I think I gave them it. I bet another thing to do tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to be licensed to shoot things on Tuesday the 18th of March. I don't know what things I'm going to be shooting. People pretend to be Irish.
Yeah.
Quite a good shout.
It's a good joke. It's not the 17th,
isn't
it?
It is, yeah. If I was licensed to shoot things on the 17th, the US could have a new serial killer on its hand, and I reckon it'd stand up in a court of law. Yeah. I mean, oh, come on, Your Honour. Look at the idiot.
He's dismissed.
He's quite clearly an Afro-Caribbean, and he's got a Guinness top hat on. We can't have this. I'm sick of people pretending to be Irish. I don't care where they're from. They're not Irish. They are Irish, fair enough.
Mm.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're not.
No. Anyway, day after I've shot things, I don't know what things I'll be shooting, but the day after I've shot things, I'm driving in my SUV Chevrolet Equinox down to Santa Fe, where I am having a night out by myself. That was my official me time.
Okay.
It's looking like I've got all this other me time now, but that was my official me time, Paulie B, having it large in Santa Fe. So if you're in Santa Fe on the 19th, just follow the carnage.
Right.
Because I'll be fresh from shooting things. I'll be loving it. Next morning, fly to St. Louis.
Okay.
Where I'm staying with the St. Lesbians, also known as Bitch Slap Barbie.
Excellent.
That lead singer with the cock.
Yeah.
They've got a gig that night at Cruising 66. So if you're in St. Louis, March the 20th. 20th March.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fancy seeing some would-be prostitutes, go to Cruising 66 in St. Louis. I'll be there. So will Bitch Slap Barbie. I don't know who else they're on with, but anyway, I'll be there. And I think the next morning I'm going to be going on Al Zwacker's show. Those of you that know the radio show that I went on before, can't remember the name of the station, but
yeah.
There's no point in trying to tune in. It's a local community station. If you know what I'm on about, I should be on it Friday morning. I think it's Friday morning. Then Friday night I'll be going out doing something. Oh, no, maybe it's Friday night they're doing the gig. I think they're doing the gig on Good Friday.
Okay.
And Thursday, I think I'm just going out on the piss. I can't remember. Saturday, I'm flying back to LA, where I was planning on spending some time with Troy from Slow Burning Car, but he can only see me on the Sunday.
Right.
Which means Brett from Tall Man, first reserve mate, comes straight out again. And me and Brett, he said he'll be around then, so which is brilliant. Brett, I do appreciate this. We'll be seeing Troy on the Sunday at some point, I think. And hoping to see Pip from Grindabats at some point. Broke Heart Pro, Jeanette.
Oh, yeah.
The lovely Jeanette, who I think we'll be playing on next week's show. She says she's up for a beer as well. I might see her the first. I don't know how it's going to work out.
Right,
but anyway. Basically, I think I'm going to be pretty busy over Easter. But that first weekend, if you're in LA and you want a beer, get in touch. And then I fly back on the Tuesday after Easter.
25th.
Yes. Gets me on the 26th.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And then I go straight to Nottingham Jonglers. More of that next week. I haven't had time to talk about the gigs last week.
Right. Is it worth mentioning when we're doing the shows or do it after the song? Because we're going to be late.
Oh, no, shows, Christ. No. What we've got to do is we've got a competition.
Oh, yeah. There's that as well.
Let's just do that and then we'll do the shows after it. There's me waffling on. The Dirty Riffs, who were mentioned earlier in the show by Evil Deshi, very kindly have sent me three copies of their 9-track. I'd call it a mini album, but they're quite long songs. So it's an old fashioned vinyl album, I suppose, but on CD. It's called Bonnet de Douche, which means shower hat, doesn't it? Shower
cap. No idea.
It's Bonnet de Douche, shower cap. And we've played some of these tracks before. We've played You Gotta Move, we've played Young Guns, we've played The Roller. We're playing Money Ain't My God this week, and we're going to play another Dirty Riff song next week as well. This album's great. It's like every track's either like AC/DC or The Who.
Yeah.
They're really good. And
classic rock.
We like them. And Andy Davis, friend of mine, Andy Davis, record producer, is interested in working with them as well.
Yeah.
So we'll try and unite bands and record producers across
that would be interesting.
A part of the country. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Now, the Dirty Riffs used to be called The Heat.
Yes.
The question is, if you'd like a chance to win one of the two, because I'm keeping one of these. Oh, blimey. If you'd like the chance to win one of the two CDs we have on offer, what I want to know is, what were the Dirty Riffs called before they were called the Dirty Riffs? Please send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Dirty Riffs Competition. Right?
Okay.
Sorted?
Yeah.
We'll do about why things are going to happen late after this. This is... oh, no, it's not what I said. No, this is Five Star Soul. We're playing the other one next week.
Ah.
Pay attention, Paul. This is Five Star Soul, which is track 4 on their 9-track super brilliant album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Dirty Riffs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDirtyRiffs.
No.
Oh, shit.
MySpace.com/DirtyRiffs. Pulled it out of the bag. Paulie being Internet 3, Tony 3. This is Five Star Soul.
Got the devil inside coming out tonight. Get on this ride. Loving the way how you do what you do, yeah. Got to get my loving in you. That's right, that's okay. Tell my heart to keep me whole. Love me diamonds, you got gold. Got to tell you woman, you're five star soul, yeah. Got my taste, now I want some more.
You're my five-star soul. You're my five-star soul. You're my...
Kings of the False Ending. It is, isn't it? They've done so many of their songs have false. Do you remember the trouble we used to have with them?
Yeah.
On the that thing we did at that other place.
Yeah.
It was just we were always messing up with them, and now I just think there's no point doing anything at all until it's definitely stopped.
Exactly.
And it definitely stopped. Now,
we did tell them about that, didn't they? The Majestic.
They did something about it, actually.
Yeah.
They did a radio edit, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Which we never got.
Yeah, it's probably the station we never
that
mentioned.
Was Five Star Soul by the Dirty Riffs. If you'd like the chance to win their album, and trust me, you do want the chance to win their album, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Dirty Riffs Competition, with the answer to the following question: what were they called before they were called the Dirty Riffs? It's pretty easy. I gave you the answer just before the song. Now, next week's show's going to go up a little bit late, isn't it?
Yeah. What do we think? Because you're not back till we're not going to get toward a new show till 20.
Well, you know, stick it up
8th.
Next Thursday or
probably
something.
Late next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So next week's show will be a couple of days late because what we want to do, we don't want to leave you
too long without a show.
Yeah. We're going to straddle
the
next two shows over a bit longer.
Yeah.
So hopefully you won't be too upset about it.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about it because I'm in another country.
Yeah.
So just thank your fucking lucky stars we're even bothering.
There you go. So probably the Thursday or the Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure you do, if you can, give us an iTunes review. Also do leave us a MySpace comment. I'll talk about Poetry Corner and Comedy Suburbs next week because I've run out of those.
Okay.
Podcast Alley, please do vote for us. It's always worth it.
Yeah.
It's always worth it. It helps us out. It helps us out. I know the amount of votes in general that people get on Podcast Alley has gone down.
Yeah.
So basically, every vote now is worth a little bit more than it was maybe a year ago.
Okay.
And it just ups our profile a bit. It just shows a bit. We haven't even really mentioned BT Podshow. Let's have a catch-up week next week.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just catch up with all the many plethora of things and ways and bits and bobs that this three little songs and a bit of swearing has become.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's fair enough, isn't
that's
it?
That's fair.
Is there anything else you need to say, Tone?
No, do email your twats to me. I do need some more. Tony@punkyradio.com.
Brilliant. Thanks everyone who came to my comedy shows last week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! I'm stupidly pleased with coming up with Roman Stones. Quite pathetic, really.
I like it.
Of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.